Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brought to you by the law firm Kondori and Murad. We're Grant and Danny. If you need any work done with estate planning, they are your guys. Elder law, real estate transactions, they'll take care of you. Probate administration, they can do it all. Their attorneys are there to protect you and your family and all your assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. And be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. I wanted to get into a story that I saw today in The Ringer. So this was written by Stephen Ruiz. Stephen Ruiz has been at The Ringer for a few years, has done a lot of their quarterback rankings and evaluations, and he wrote about several things today. One of them was Jaden Daniels. He also talked about the struggles of Patrick Mahomes and some of the guys this year, you know, the arrow going up and down. This is what he does. He does these columns where he kind of breaks down different QBs. But on the Jaden Daniels subject, he actually wrote about several of the things I've talked about that are my frustrations, anxieties, and what makes me nervous about this player, Danny. So I wanted to go into some of these things that he quantified with some numbers. I want to start with the scramble rate for Jaden Daniels. As recently as yesterday, we talked about this extensively.
Yep.
But this has been a sticking point for me all football season long. He scrambled way too much last year. For a guy that gets hurt a lot, he often gets hurt when scrambling, by the way. That is when he got hurt against the Packers. It's when he got hurt against the Seahawks. It's not when he got hurt against the Cowboys, because that was in the pocket. But it has been a big portion of when he takes the biggest shots, it feels like. When he got hurt against the Panthers.
Yes.
Is another example. Went running out of the pocket on a scramble play. Well, I'm going to read from The Ringer here. Says Jaden Daniels is breaking himself. Let's stick with the theme of quarterbacks who are scrambling too often. Of all the concerning statistics attached to Daniels' sophomore slump, and yes, he's officially in that territory at this point, Ruiz writes, this one might be the most worrisome. Daniels' scramble rate is up by 3 percentage points over last season. That's a number Washington wanted to bring down after Daniels scrambled at nearly 13% of the time last year as a rookie. His scramble rate is up to 16% in 2025. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like there's not some context where maybe guys were getting open less often, or you could say in games like the Seattle game, the pass protection wasn't great. But these are normal things that happen during football games and seasons. Occasionally, receivers don't get open. You want guys that get open more often. Occasionally, the line's not going to be great. You want lines that help you as often as possible. But this can be traced back to LSU. This was one of the things,
yep,
data-wise, analytically, when you looked at all the numbers in college that you said, here's something that's a little bit unsettling. He scrambles at too high of a rate. Now, correctly, the point everybody made was you can learn to stay in the pocket. You can learn to not leave clean pockets, which I thought he did in college. And you can kind of turn that down, and that's true. But from year one to year two, it's gone up.
It's not to say, and people take this, I don't think take this the right way to quantify it. It's not to say the scramble in and of itself is bad. Look at some of the huge plays over Mahomes' career. Again, the one of the marquee moments of this season that established that the Chargers were for real and the Chiefs might be in trouble was a Josh Herbert huge, unbelievable third and long scramble where he, you know, dodged a couple people, ran up a sideline, got a first down. Especially in this day and age of shells and everybody backing off and making you play underneath, it can be a weapon. It's the, did you give everything a chance? Or is it just like the Tampa game from week one last year, which brought that scramble right up, right? Where my first read's gone, that's it, I'm out of here. My first read may or may not be dead, I got to go. There's a time and a place is one of the phrases we use a lot on this program, I would say. There is a time and a place. Doesn't mean you should never scramble, but it also means you shouldn't scramble every time.
Yeah, I would also say, and I'm probably to the extreme on this front, I would say that the lower the scramble rate is better for me, generally. Like, you're a quarterback, I want you in the pocket throwing the football. Now, I am old school and crazy. I get that. I think this guy can win from the pocket, by the way, and I want him to do so as often as possible. So I would be happier if his scramble rate was 12% than 16, or 10% than 12, or 6% than 10. Notice I'm not saying never run, because I think the design running game can actually be greatly beneficial. You know, Lamar Jackson scrambles some. I think there are plenty of games I watch him where he should scramble more. But he and so many other running quarterbacks, dual threat quarterbacks, they do a lot of their damage in the design running game. I think the design running game makes it easier to dictate the types of contact you're going to take on, where defenders are going to be potentially, whether you're running into space or using the sideline as your friend or able to get down or not. When you're scrambling, there's an ad lib element to it. There is a spontaneity to it because things are breaking down around you that makes it a little bit more volatile, I think. But just generally, if you look at last year when Daniels, I believe, finished number two in rushing yards to Lamar Jackson among quarterbacks, he was far and away at over 600 plus yards, the number one scramble quarterback in the league in terms of yards. That's where most of them came from. But he had a scramble rate that was really high. And this happens with young quarterbacks a lot. I remember Drake Mays last year, some other guys, if you looked them up, Bo Nix probably had a high one. It's what happens. It's the default. It's kind of how you've done it in the past. And my point at the time was, this is just something to monitor. He's got to get better at turning last year's, what were we saying last year was, 13% into closer to 10%. And this year, even after it's gone down a little bit in his last couple of outings, I think because he's not 100% as healthy as he was early on or whatever, they're being more mindful to keep him in the pocket, it's now down to 16%, which is still up from a year ago. So that's something to note. But the other point that I've made a lot, we've talked about on the show a good bit, is what are you scrambling to do exactly? The idea of scrambling, for me, doesn't mean rushing attempt. Scrambling means leaving the pocket, right? And so when you leave the pocket, what is your goal? And if you watch that Minnesota game, there are a few plays. If you watch any game, frankly, there are a few plays where if he leaves the pocket scrambling to reset and throw, I get out of my seat and I give you a clap and I want to go up and kiss you on the cheek. That's the secret sauce, as you called it yesterday. And yep. My point yesterday was, well, that's what we want the secret sauce to be, but that's not what the secret sauce has been. See the play we always reference in the Browns game last year to Terry McLaurin when he gets out of the pocket, he gets into the flat, he stands and he makes a ridiculous throw. He is, at a fairly alarming rate, leaving the pocket as a runner to run, not to continue to look downfield. I was talking to Toby about this before the show, and Toby, I'll tag you in on this, but essentially, you agreed with this take from me, which is, I thought last year as the year went on, early on, the Bucs game, a couple games, I thought, man, he's just running. He's like, things break down and he just takes off. No, take off to reset to throw. And as the year went on, I thought he got so much better at that. And you saw real growth and you saw big plays. And that, to me, was when he took off and the team took off. We saw it in the Detroit game and the Tampa game was like a play-extending passer, which is what Allen and so many of the great quarterbacks in this league do. And he was doing it last year.
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw there was an example we were talking about from this game. It was a 3rd and 2, so maybe the context of him running is just the fact that he doesn't want to put the ball in the air with the chance that maybe Terry drops it or it's not an accurate ball and he can just hold it in his hands and go pick up 3 yards and pick up the first down. But there was an example where he rolls out to his right, he's going parallel to the line of scrimmage and potentially could just throw it to Terry, who's wide open, but instead he tucks it and runs. And maybe that's a bad example of it, but it feels like this year there have been more of those versus running at a slower pace, understanding that I'm not running to run yet. He's going to tuck it eventually if there's nothing there. But it seems like this year when he's escaped the pocket, it's to run versus still trying to create.
And you could see the difference of like that jog with your eyes downfield and like you're still alive as a passer versus ball is tucked like I'm just a back, like running the football, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. In the Ringer today, this is how it was written by Ruiz. He said, I'm not necessarily advocating that Daniels take fewer trips outside the pocket, but I would like to see the quarterback throw more often when he does escape. Only 39% of his out-of-pocket dropbacks have ended in a pass attempt this season, per True Media. That's easily the lowest mark in the NFL, and only Justin Fields, 45%, Drake May, right around 50%, are within 10 percentage points of him. The number was higher for Daniels last season at 42%, so this issue seems to be getting worse. Meaning, a year ago, and this year very similarly, right around 40% of the time, you know, he is scrambling to throw. But the number did not change in the direction that they wanted it to. And the closest guy to him is Justin Fields in this stat. I don't want to be in any stat category with Justin Fields when you're trying to figure out run-pass balance.
I 100% agree. So, and again, now there's plenty of context. I think him being injured a bunch, being out of rhythm a bunch, not having time on the grass a bunch, having a makeshift lineup a bunch, and all of those things. I think defensive coordinators have figured a lot of stuff out too. So there's a lack of trust right now from Daniels. I don't mean like I don't trust McLaurin like he's going to steal his watch or something. I mean it's just I don't trust what I'm seeing. I don't believe things right now. So what can I do? I'm going to fight for survival, which is go to what brought me here, which is my legs and the thing that I can trust, right? So I may be turning down things that I'm not sure that I see just yet, and then that window closes very fast in the NFL. Not an excuse, I think it's an explanation, because we all agree, in theory, that the numbers right here are backing up kind of what we're seeing. The team wants this to go down, right? I mean, they do.
I would hope so.
They do. I think that's, well, I haven't heard that specifically, but one would guess.
It would be intuitive.
Yeah. So, and again, it's not to say there's never a place for it, because that 3rd and 6, when nothing's open, you get a first down, that's a backbreaker. That's, you know, that's 3 more minutes off the clock. That's, you know, at least 3 more plays. That's a chance to score, etc. But there are too many moments, and if we're working back from where I am, which is he's being hit too often. Too much contact from defenders is happening to Jaden Daniels, and I want to limit points of engagement for them. Well, here you go, right? This is sort of the fader where you're going to do it and how you're going to do it.
When it matches what you're seeing, it worries me more. If these numbers came out, like I'll give you another example from this piece. Stephen Ruiz, The Ringer, wrote this. He's got this chart of how often quarterbacks slide and the percentage of the time that they slide. So as an example, Patrick Mahomes, when he scrambles, slides 21% of the time. Drake May slides 30% of the time. Josh Allen, 17% of the time. Caleb Williams, 23% of the time. Jaden Daniels slides 10% of the time. He has slid 4 times on 41 scrambles, and he had the video of the 4 slides and all the scrambles. So I'd have a few questions about this stat if I was talking to him. One would be, a slide, I'm guessing, is like a baseball-looking slide, and if you just dive forward Lamar Jackson style.
Yeah, so reading it, the dives don't count.
The dives do not count. Which is one of the ways he protects himself,
yes.
And it's kind of his way of doing it. Running out of bounds, out of the sideline, also doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just slides. So in and of itself, I think it's a flawed metric to begin with. But his point is, the only guy that's close to him in this percentage is Josh Allen. Look at the body type difference.
Yeah, Josh Allen's a freight train.
Josh Allen is going to deliver the boom because he weighs 275 pounds. Jaden Daniels weighs, you know, 75 less or 70 less or whatever it is than that. So you probably should slide more than 4% of the time. But I said this yesterday when you and I were discussing, you know, Daniels' health and keeping himself healthy and what type of shift he needed philosophically. I don't watch him and that often think that he is being reckless. I don't think he's doing a Jackson Dart thing out there. So with that particular data, I'm a little more, I'm not going to be dismissive. The numbers are the numbers. I'm not as concerned because, A, there's other ways to keep yourself safe than just sliding. This tells me he doesn't like to slide very much. I knew that. We see that.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of other ways he does it. But with this other stuff, one of my big concerns since college is leaving clean pockets and just scrambling. When things are breaking down, the great passers in the league hang in the pocket, hang in the pocket, hang in the pocket. Now it's open, and that means taking a shot sometimes, but you're going to make the throw and get the explosive and make the play. Part of the beauty of Jaden Daniels is the got to go, as I call it. The not there, not there, not there, got to go. And that's your 14-yard touchdown against the Bengals in the preseason game when everything's blocked up and covered and you make Cliff Wright and you score a touchdown on that play. But when you have one of the higher rates in the league, when you're scrambling twice as much as the other guy that splits time with you this year in the offense and Marcus Mariota, which was the case until recently, I'd have to look up the numbers now, when you're not just scrambling, but you're scrambling to run at a higher rate than last year when you were leaving the pocket to reset to throw, that's going in the wrong direction, not the right direction. And we can all guess as to why, and I think there's a lot of good reasons why that is, but these are the types of things that make me really nervous, that I don't like seeing. This is stuff that should be trending right. And my point isn't even that it's his fault and not the context fault. It just doesn't matter. You know, we're 2 years in, and we seem further away from the destination than we were when this started. That's just a bad thing. That's all.
Yeah, on a binary, what would you prefer? That's pretty obvious, right? So I think you also referenced this, but I want to double click. So this isn't necessarily to blame anybody or anything, most specifically. It's an acknowledgement of where we are, right? When you go, hey, this year wasn't like last year. The most obvious thing is the amount of games missed, the amount of time missed, the amount of injuries, the amount of time is Willie, is he going to play? Is he not? We've done that ad nauseum. This is the once he's on the field, what are we seeing? This is what it quantified. You guys all saw last year. You guys all saw the plays being made. You were there early on. And it's, by the way, some of them were incredible. I think it was the first Giants game, if memory serves, where he's in the grasp. He's sacked. The play's over. He somehow wiggles out like he was covered in grease and runs for a 16 or 17-yard first down on a scramble. God bless you. That's the superpower. That's unbelievable. Two guys in the league do that. Him and Lamar Jackson, probably. And I don't even know if Lamar makes that play in that given game. So, it's not to say that you never make a play. It's the trend line towards being able to deliver the football, which means less hits, less impact, less wear and tear. Even this one first down that's referenced in the story, which happened right in front of us in Minnesota, where there are a couple tight window throws on this third and five or third and six. He doesn't love any of them, which isn't a crime in and of itself. But if you're there on time with some anticipation, you got a chance just to throw it for a first down. He scrambles. He avoids contact, I put that in quotes, by diving sort of half sideways, contorting his body to avoid the big shot. You're still diving onto the ground, and it was a blow with the ground that sent you from the game. Now, I understand it wasn't of your own volition. You got knocked on your duff. But you see my point. You're still talking about one impact. I want to avoid all of it. Some of it's inevitable. I know you can't put him in bubble wrap. I understand that it's football. We always reference the Cincinnati game. That shot he took when he knew it was coming, an uncovered blitzer who put his helmet right in his chin and he threw that dime to Terry McLaurin. That's part and parcel with the position. If you get hurt on one of those, what are you going to do? The extra hits, the extra wear and tear, the extra bumps, that's what I've been talking about and screaming into the ether that have to be limited. They just have to be for him to be able to be successful and grow as a player. And that's kind of the second part to me of what this article is about. It's not about the, is he less of an athlete or more or whatever. This is the, I want quarterback growth, and that can't happen, A, if he's hurt, but B, if this is still the trend line.
Sure. For me, it's a bigger picture, I guess, honestly, because this is some of the stuff that you saw in college. And that, frankly, wasn't that big of an issue last year when these things were trending in the correct direction, you know, on a really nice incline as the year went on. And I'm not sitting here saying I don't think this guy is eventually going to, you know, play at a high level again or anything. I think he will. I think he needs to be healthy and on the field sustainably. I think he is a rhythm guy that needs to stay in rhythm. And that's probably most quarterbacks, honestly. If you're in and out of the lineup constantly, there's not a lot of guys that aren't going to look rusty when they come back after these breaks. There's no doubt about that. I mean, that's just normal to the position. But these aren't things that you didn't see if you studied them at LSU that needed to be fixed or worked on or cleaned up or that an NFL staff didn't need to get with them on and go, hey, here's the direction we're going to go in here. And whatever progress was being made has been stunted this year. And then my question to that is, does that worry you? I'm not talking health. I'm not talking injuries. I'm talking about the scramble rate being what it is. The scramble rate to run versus the scramble rate to pass. These things not only not improving, but going in the wrong direction this year. Or do you just chalk it up to, hey, look, it's health. It's injuries. A year from now, he'll have played in every game. He's going to be on his way to the Pro Bowl. The team's going to have 9 wins. And we're going to be laughing, saying, remember when he wasn't playing, wasn't in rhythm, and we all worried? How funny was that? Like, if you have to pick a side, where are you at on that? That you're worried about the development, or that this is injury-related and that you're not going to spend a lot of time fearing the regression, because if he's healthy, he's going to get right again because he's that good. 800-636-1067. We'll take your temperature on this next. Curious to get feedback on the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Give yourself up if you're diving. They begin the spot where it is, and it's, roll to a side and dive that way. Either way, the protection is there. You're giving yourself up with the dive or with a slide. So both of them are techniques, and just it matters, where you're at, what you feel more comfortable with. But it's pretty common both ways when you're giving yourself up. If you're not and you're straining for yards just, you know, straight away, then that's a whole different topic. But as far as like the play's over, you know, I'm a slide or dive, those are both, you know, effective ways to do it. And sometimes it's to one side this way, to my left that way. That's pretty common for a lot of the QB.
That's Dan Quinn earlier today meeting with the media. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Some numbers came out in a piece done by the Ringer's Stephen Ruiz, who suggested that Jaden Daniels is breaking himself. That was the headline anyway. But he talked about his scramble rate going up, not down, in year two. And maybe more troubling, the scramble rate when he leaves the pocket is more often to just run and not reset and throw, which are a couple of the things that I like to monitor and feel like are big areas of need of development for him. Figuring out why that's happening is the team's job, obviously.
Yes.
And we've got guesses, right? We think the lack of practicing and game time is hurting him in that regard, clearly. I think there's times where receivers weren't open and you had to scramble more often. There's a lot of reasons for it. But the fact is, the result has been a regressive season where in a couple of important areas where you needed to take a step forward, you didn't. The hope is next year, if you can fix some of those things, meaning he practices more, he plays more games, and you have more receivers getting open, then he could show some of the growth that he didn't this year. But it's going to be hard to now. It's like you skipped one step on the staircase. You don't jump two down. You know, maybe you're a year behind taking the step that should have been this year, and we're asking, is there any concern for you guys just about his development based on this season? Play cut seven from Dan Quinn about if all the missed time has affected Daniels getting better this year.
Yeah, any player, it's really important. And at quarterback, the reps, you know, are significant because they're just, there's like so many things that happen, you know, on a play, where it can go, what's the check, what's the look. It's different than maybe a technique at another spot. So I think most quarterbacks would say that there's a lot of value in the reps that they get and what they do. And some are practice, some aren't. It's the scramble that, you know, keep my eyes downfield. It's the this coverage that can go to a certain look. So all of those are valuable for sure.
So to me, I mean, there's a million factors, and I don't want this just to sound like a Daniels indictment. I mean, there's weeks where there's no Terry McLaurin, there's no receiver that's worth a darn. Like, how many guys on a scramble situation are uncovering? You know, like, there's not many great separators when it's Chris Moore and a bunch of other dudes you haven't heard of, right? That's part of it. Defenses knowing, you know, great coverages to play against this scheme and design. That's part of it. You know, Daniel's lack of time on the grass, whoever's fault you want to put that on. That's part of it. The answer is yes to all of it. And I think you said it 100% correctly. It's incumbent upon the team to figure this out. A major overhaul, self-eval, room for improvement, paradigm shift, all the things that I've been screaming about here of late are essential for his growth, for his health, and all the rest of it. Because these numbers are for me, more alarming. I think you're taking a development tact, which I think is a good one. For me, this is how it ends tact. And I'm saying for health and preservation, to get any of the things that we all want, which is him on the field producing magic, this has to change.
You talk about how many of those plays did somebody uncover and get open, which is a fair question that I can't answer. I want to know on how many of those plays was he looking to throw anyway. Because
all part of it.
One of my critiques and complaints is that certainly this year more often and fairly regularly, when he leaves, it's not pat, you know, with the ball. You know what it looks like when a quarterback leaves the pocket and they've got that like ball placement up around the chest and they're kind of looking downfield and they're just kind of jogging along.
Are you hitting the sprint button on Madden, which means you're running, or are you just sort of, you know, going whatever percentage?
He does not really leave the pocket with the just jogging. He sprints to the line of scrimmage to try to become a runner. Let's go to Chris in Oxon Hill. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Hey, appreciate y'all taking my call. I hope y'all had a happy Thanksgiving. I know I didn't get the call during the time. I just wanted to say, really, I don't feel like I'm worried. The reason why I'm not worried is because this is technically a second year. Yes, the first year went great. But, you know, the one thing that we have to think about as we get in life, we have milestones. We have developmental milestones. And I feel like this is one for Jaden. I feel like he's going to get better and he's going to, you know, he's going to learn from all the things that happened. We had a lot of injuries this season, so I feel like that played a major role as well. And, you know, I always got to take it back to wrestling. I feel like Jaden is like Shawn Michaels in his early days. Yes, he had some wins. He had some good times. But as he's going to learn, he's going to turn into that heartbreak kid. He's going to start sending some other things for Sweet Chin Music, and we're going to be back in the winning column. Appreciate y'all taking my call.
Thanks, thank you, buddy. The thing that is so important for me in his getting to the point where you pass is that when he passes, it's really good. You know, for the most part, like, I know the accuracy's down a hair this year, but he's accurate. Ball placement's good. I'm looking at a chart right now of quarterback accuracy and efficiency on deep passes, 20-plus yards downfield this year. And you know, the only guys that have a higher EPA per pass attempt are Drake May, Sam Darnold, Matt Stafford, and then like Jaden's right there. If you look at catchable percentage on deep balls, though, it's him and Bryce Young. Those are the highest in the league. So when he throws it, it's normally pretty good. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. What's up, Elijah?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
For me, I'm not super worried because this, for me, these are his instincts kicking in and what's comfortable for him right now during an uncomfortable situation. My dad always tells him, I always got these little things, a great, great dad. He always tells me, you know, the real you shows up in the pressure situations. And last year, during pressure, you see that how calm, he's even laughing seemingly while he's so in the game. Yeah. It seemed like certain things didn't even bother him. And now I'm not suggesting that they are bothering him now, but a lot of this is attitude. He's a West Coast guy, and I'm looking at his – it's just kind of like his spirit right now, man. And they have to continue to build his spirit during this time and give him what he needs. And they just can't throw him out there, you know, with no sense of understanding why. I believe that they're clear, and he's doing it because that's what's comfortable in that moment.
There's no doubt.
I think you're right about that. I think that's right on.
I think his muscle memory, his entire life, anytime you're a little bit uncomfortable, you leave. You run. You take off. You go make a play. You're faster than everybody else. You're the best athlete on the field. And with more reps in the league, you got to rewire your brain to say either stay in the pocket longer, because I think there are times where he leaves it before he needs to, which is not specific to him. That's just any dual-threat quarterback is going to do that. Or when you leave the pocket, that's not even a bad thing. Running into space and resetting, great, no problem. Now let's survey the field. Let's plaster. Let's get somebody open, and let's see if they can make a play for you. And that's not the easiest thing to do either. I'm not saying any of this is easy,
right,
for the record.
Hardest position in sports, man.
Yeah, this is tough stuff. Last year, you did it at an unbelievable level, and I think a lot of us expected that it would look somewhat similar this year, and it just hasn't. Paul in Centerville, what's good?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I am concerned about Jaden's development because I think you need to have the right coaches putting him in the right system. And Cliff Kingsbury, so, I mean, let me ask you this. 4 seasons in Arizona, did Kyler Murray get groomed into a primarily pocket passer who's strategically scrambling? No, he did not. Last year, Jaden had to run for almost 900 yards to make this offense work. Now, I'm sure he's running more than Cliff wants, but I have yet to see Cliff Kingsbury produce an offense for a quarterback that doesn't have to play a lot of hero ball to be successful. I think we need a different coordinator, different guys coaching him in a different system for him to develop well. Thanks, guys. That's it.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I want to click on that next. It's a good call from Paul. Let's talk about the Cliff side of this. What should he be doing? Could he have been doing earlier to help develop Daniels in this way? We'll get into that on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are going to be at Craft House in Fairfax on Friday. So if you want to come out to our Friday field trip series, see us there. We're at Fairfax Corners Craft House location. Great food and drinks will be out there from 2 to 6:30 right here on the Fan. By the way, we've got a poll of the day posted, 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. You can vote now. It's our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. Local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades, best-in-class service and experience, Metropolitan Moving and Storage. We're talking about areas where Jaden Daniels could improve, things that he and Cliff Kingsbury together might need to tweak about this offense. A caller just brought up that when you look at Kyler Murray or some of the other guys that over the years Cliff Kingsbury worked with, college and the NFL, you know, maybe he leans heavily into this and is part of the reason why the passing side doesn't develop as quickly. I have said throughout the year, Danny, I do wish, like you see what Ben Johnson's doing right now in Chicago with Caleb Williams, where Caleb would obviously be more comfortable just, let's stay in the shotgun, let's do the dropback game he did in school, let's go read option mesh point stuff, and let's make you as comfortable as possible because comfort can mean easy, right? They didn't do that. To the detriment of offseason storylines, how he looked in practice, how he looked in the preseason. They got him up under center. They said, get your ass up under that center, put your hands under his butt, and we're learning the dropback game, and we're doing it over and over and over again. And what it's gotten him is a ton of open throws in the middle of the field and easy button stuff in the passing game that comes from the play-action Shanahan-style offense.
Those first-down rollouts where a tight end on that side you're rolling out to blocks 100%. Down and then is able to leak into the flats, you got a free 6 yards.
Over and over and over again. Do I think Jaden Daniels would be way better off if Cliff did that with him? Absolutely. So I guess that means I agree with the caller.
Yeah, I mean, to me, there's got to be more elements of adjustment, right? And everybody needs to adjust. This isn't a one-person thing. Everybody loves to do a 100% goes on everybody. It's always a pie, and pies are delicious. But I do think Cliff needs to change his ways in certain regards, right? There's some elements of that offense that are really good. that are really, really, really good, the things that I like, in fact. It's the whole point of an offense is to get the ball into playmaker's hands with a chance for them to make some plays. He'll do that pretty decently at times, right? When you see some of the really creative stuff that they've done in their run game from that shotgun, et cetera. But I think it's time to add more counterpunches because it seems to me that their offense, to a degree, has been figured out this year. You know, just looking at how they've been defended, even teams that aren't playing very good defense have made it really hard for them to pick up yardage and points.
Just outside of the top 10 in offense. So maybe Cliff pushes back on that and says, have we? I don't know. I mean, we're one of the 10 best offenses in the league at moving the football. But there are certainly areas that have gotten a lot harder. It's not coming as easily as it did. They've gone from the no-punts offense to Tressway getting plenty of work. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville on Grant and Danny. What's up? How are you, Chris?
Good afternoon. I'd like to use a baseball analogy because I know Jay Manassas loves baseball. To me, the question is Jaden Daniels Dontrell Willis, or is he Blake Snell? Dontrell Willis came on the scene and totally blew the league away, and then very quickly got figured out and never made adjustments. Snell, on the other hand, won a Cy Young very on, then had a couple of middling years, but he got back in the lab, and now he's an ace again. I think, in my heart of hearts, that Jaden Daniels is that ace. He's going to get in the lab based off of the work ethic we saw last year, the fantastic rookie season. He's not going to take this season lying down, and he's going to make these adjustments. I'm not worried about that. I am concerned about the instruction that he gets, though, from King. They need to be just as willing to tweak, as you guys said, as Jaden is committed to working on his game.
I think if it comes back to, or if the determinant here is work ethic, he's gold.
Yeah.
If the determining factor here is character and how many hours you put in, how early you get there, how hard you grind, then we could just pack up shop. I'll push the microphone away, and we'll get ready to watch him win 11 games next year.
Yeah, that's not the thing I'm concerned about. There's not going to be a clause in his contract saying, please work hard, please.
He's got those things in spades.
Right.
You know, that part, for me, and that is, to Chris's point, what gives me, I think he was going with confidence. I would just use the word hope. But if I'm doing a pie graph of what matters at this position, that slice of pie of whatever that intangible variable is, the work habits, study, character elements.
Yeah, you don't just do it for Instagram. You actually do it.
It's a big piece of my pie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's like a third of the pie. Maybe bigger. Maybe 40%. Like 60% is physical and 40% is that. Because if you have all the physical stuff turned up to 99, but you don't have that, you're still going to suck. You're going to be a bad NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that. I don't worry at all about that slice of the pie. Let's go to Pat in Mechanicsville. What's up, Pat?
Hey, happy holidays, fella.
It's you, buddy.
You too.
My thing is, you stole my thunder. I think I would like to see him go under center a little bit more. But when you got guys out on the field with, like, Robbie Chosen, no offense to him, and Burke and them guys, I mean, you got to get better. They got to have better talent around them too. And like you say, I don't have a problem with him working hard because he's going to work hard because he wants that big contract coming up soon. And go up north and get me Isaiah Likely, and I'll be happy, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I'd like someone to hold the ball when they go into the end zone. I'm being tongue in cheek there at a certain point, but yeah, it's They do need some more weaponry that they can count on. And maybe some guys graduate. Maybe Ben Sinnott is that dynamic tight end that you could really use that can do multiple things. We just don't know it yet. This is the time to find out, by the way. I think at the receiver position, I think to me it's about a deep threat. I think they need somebody that can make defenses respected, even if that just means that guy's running, you know, 25 sprints a game and only gets two passes thrown his way. They need someone that threatens the defense down the field because everybody's not playing on their heels. They're playing downhill towards this offense that, you know, has fewer points scored than the Giants and only 6 more points scored than the Jets this year. Like, they need more explosives.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We're going to give you an audio vault, and we will set the table for the night and next couple of days ahead in sport with the NFL kicking off and Thursday Night Football. For week 15, this is The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.